From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. Hurricane Alex, now a powerful Category 2 storm with top sustained winds of 100 miles an hour, is bearing down on the coast of Mexico. Hurricane was northeast of Pasco, Mexico, and just south of Brownsville, Texas, at last word. Chris Lancey is a forecaster at the National Hurricane Center. He says the storm has already brought heavy rains to the Texas coast with the possibility of other problems as well.
There are some isolated tornadoes that have been recorded already, and we may still see some tornado activity in the rain bands of the hurricane overnight. And right at the coast, there is a 3 to 5 foot storm surge that may be occurring in the southern Texas coast.
Emergency officials in nearby Mexico were evacuating upwards of 2,500 people from coastal towns. Officials have now shut down the causeway to South Padre Island, a popular vacation spot off the Texas coast. President Obama is calling on Congress to pass several bills that he says will help improve the U.S. economy. Mr. Obama made his pitch today at a town hall meeting in Wisconsin. Chuck Kernbach of Wisconsin Public Radio reports.
The president spoke in the industrial city of Racine, which has a double-digit unemployment rate. He says he realizes the area is still hurting. But Mr. Obama says the economy can continue to improve if Congress passes measures pertaining to Wall Street reforms, small business loans, and other topics. He says some Republican lawmakers are delaying bills to help GOP candidates this fall.
They figured if we just keep on saying no to everything and nothing gets done, then somehow people forget who got us into this mess in the first place, and we'll get more votes in November.
Racine's Republican Congressman Paul Ryan says the president used a harsh partisan tone and seems set on repeating some economic mistakes. For NPR News, I'm Chuck Kernbach in Milwaukee.
Senate Republicans, for the third time in as many weeks, have filibustered a bill to extend unemployment benefits to millions of out-of-work people. That meant about 1.3 million people out of work 6 months or more have lost jobs benefits checks. Federal officials are cracking down on websites that offer unauthorized copies of first-run movies and TV shows, and NPR's Laura Seidel reports.
Among the sites that had their domain names seized today were MovieLinks.tv, ZML.com, and TVShack.net. Federal agents say they also seized assets from 15 banks, PayPal, investment, and advertising accounts. This is part of what's being called Operation In Our Sights. The effort involves U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, and the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York. The initiative is aimed at internet counterfeiting and piracy. Officials say sites like MovieLinks.tv attracted more than 3 million visitors last month, with offerings such as Sex and the City 2. Laura Seidel, NPR News.
After starting out the trading session modestly higher after yesterday's large losses, the stock market reversed course. The Dow was down 96 points today. You're listening to NPR. The head of the Senate Judiciary Committee says Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan will win confirmation. Vermont Senator Patrick Leahy issuing the prediction during a break in day three of Kagan's confirmation hearings. Kagan, under continued questioning, says she agrees with Chief Justice John Roberts. Justices on the high court basically act like umpires in a baseball game when it comes to dealing with complex legal issues. However, Kagan said the metaphor is somewhat more complex than that in many cases. The sperm whale is known as a gentle giant of the ocean, but one of its ancient ancestors may have been among the fiercest predators that ever lived. NPR's Christopher Joyce has this report on the discovery of the leviathan.
The leviathan is a creature of mythology, but in fact, this huge sea monster actually existed. It was a whale, a sperm whale, in fact, that lived 12 to 13 million years ago. Scientists found the jaws and teeth of the 50-foot-long animal in a Peruvian desert that once was underwater. Unlike present-day sperm whales, which have small teeth and feed by sucking squid into their mouths, this giant tore into other whales with 15-inch-long teeth. Its toothy jaws were 9 feet long and 5 feet wide. Writing in the journal Nature, the scientists say the ancient leviathan would have been the largest of several giant ocean predators of the time, including the ancestors of killer whales and the biggest shark called Megalodon. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.
Once again, repeating this hour's top story, the National Hurricane Center has now confirmed that Hurricane Alex has made landfall along the coast of Mexico, about 110 miles south of Brownsville, Texas. Hurricane is said to be packing maximum sustained winds of at least 100 miles an hour. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.